It's a busy Saturday afternoon at one of the Santa Ynez Valley's most popular wineries. Dozens of people surround a huge island in Roblar Winery's main tasting room, sampling different wines.
This is our Pinot Noir from the Santa Rita Hills. 9 months in barrel, French neutral oak, so not a whole lot of vanilla or caramel, just all fruit.
Delicious.
Super delicious.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
But nearly a dozen people are being herded into a back room for a very different type of wine tasting experience.
How are you guys?
Doing well.
It's a one-of-a-kind wine tasting which goes way past the traditional buttery, toasty, and silky descriptions. Tasting room manager Billy Kissel does an over-the-top, laugh-filled, and adult-themed tasting experience.
My name is Billy. Welcome to Roblar. We are the best winery in the Santa Ynez Valley. I always describe Roblar a little bit like marriage, children, and aging. All downhill from here, okay? Just so you know.
The story of how Kissel ended up here is almost better than the tales he tells. He was a reporter for the Los Angeles Times for decades, covering crime and later fashion. But he became tired of it and wanted to do something fun. He moved to Santa Barbara County, where he started pouring wine and was hired 4 years ago by Roblar.
I am a storyteller by nature. It seemed natural for me to start telling stories about wine. You kind of come to a winery to have fun with your friends, and I wanted to make it fun. So I decided, well, why don't I make it fun? I can make it fun for people. I know how to do that. So I started telling little stories, and the little stories got bigger and bigger and bigger. And pretty soon there was a story about every single wine.
Billy, we need one more down here.
Look out.
Thanks, Billy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So Kissel has developed stories for all of the different types of wines he pours.
Let's talk about the world of single varietals, okay? Now all of us, everybody in this room at one time in their lives have been a single varietal, right? Some of us have been a single varietal 3 or 4 times, okay? If you've been a single varietal 5 or more times, I'm just suggesting that maybe the problem's with you and not the other grape. Okay, just saying. You might want to find a grape therapist.
The backroom wine tasting experience has people roaring with laughter. Paul Rasmussen of Los Angeles brought its 2 adult daughters.
It was amazing. Entertaining, fun, and informative. Not for the faint-hearted. Come with the thick skin, a sense of humor.
Kissel works Rasmussen's daughter Grace into his patter.
She's on G Harmony. It's where grapes go to meet. We're only talking about grapes here. We're not talking about your daughter. We're talking about grapes.
His daughter Grace found herself blushing at times during the adult-themed tasting.
You actually learn more about the wine from his unconventional way of describing all of the grapes, which is fun. Not PG at all, no.
Lindsay Burgoon and Ali French of Santa Barbara brought their friend Katrina Dietrich on a wine tour, including the experience with Billy, to celebrate her 30th birthday.
It's very over the top, but I think it's very entertaining, and that makes it fun.
Billy personalizes his sense of humor. It was so fun.
His comparisons to the wine and the winemaking is very everyone can connect to in an everyday life sense, whether it's politically correct or not.
Kissel is the first to admit that his backroom tasting experiences aren't for everyone, and most people do the traditional visits, like stand-up comedy, which this basically is. It definitely is blue humor at times and pushes the boundaries of taste. But he says the idea is to make it fun for his guests.
If they take away that it was fun, that they walk away saying Roblar was a really fun winery and we had a great time. If they buy wine, that's okay too. But if they just leave and say, we had a great time, it was super fun, for us it's a win-win. Let's move on, shall we? We're going to talk about the world of Chardonnay.
In the Santa Ynez Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.